actually forgot.
It's
I was
Friday!
Like, what's the
How
matter with
you
this
forget?
Guy? I don't know.
I ruined the computer, though.
You broke the computer!
It literally.
Woo!
Went dark.
Friday! Destroying the computer! Screw the computer. Who cares?
Oops.
Who gives a rat's
What are you
going to
do? Hey, it's Kevin and Sligo.
And it's Friday!
That was my point, I think.
I just realized it. Thank you.
I can't believe the computer stopped working.
I love that you broke it.
Yeah, that's
that
great.
Rules.
It's April 1st, and we're not going to play.
Oh, that's right.
We're not going to play any pranks on you because it's illegal because of me and my former partner. Literally got ruled against by the FCC.
Yeah, you are actually textbook cases. Textbooks.
I'll have to recap some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Especially the one where the FCC decided to step in and say we can't do pranks anymore. But I'm going to post on at Kevin and Sluggo a lot of the items that we're going to give away today. We have some great giveaways.
We really do.
We have Elton John tickets.
That's right.
We have Kings tickets.
That's right.
And we also have some crap we brought from home. So we're going to give away, for example, some ketchup packets.
Yeah, we got a spatula to give away.
So we have
slightly
a spatula.
Used. Yeah.
Slightly nice. Used. The old-fashioned 3D glasses, the red and blue
lenses. Yeah. And have like an actual small plastic item of unknown origin. This thing really is...
I don't know what that is.
Pretty useless.
Yeah.
But...
And anti-diarrheal medals.
It's
so
very...
what we're going to do in a few minutes is we're going to open the phones. We'll take caller 13 and 14, and then we have three gift bags, and it's... Grab bag.
Yeah, choose bag A, B, or C.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Nope.
So you might get the ketchup packets, you might get the Elton John tickets. We don't know.
You might get a Dio All Access Pass that's now not any good, but pretty damn cool.
That
to
was
hang
from
on
last
to.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you might get a used lottery ticket.
Correct.
That's worthless.
Also worthless. Or a pretty cool horse head.
Yeah, that's right. That
that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool, yeah. So you're going to post all these pictures
yes.
online? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
you could
post
win.
At Kevin and Sluggo the stuff that you could win today.
Yeah.
And most of you are going to get crap. I'm just going to tell you right up front.
Yeah.
Most of you are not going to be happy.
Nope. But every hour, we'll make
that's
someone...
That's our goal, though, on the Kevin and Sluggo show.
Yeah, make
Most
someone
of you
unhappy.
Aren't going to be happy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah, that's right.
We can't play pranks on you anymore because of some asses across the street.
What sort of things did they do to make the FCC say, stop that, you can never do it again, I wonder?
Well, I'll tell you the stories in a minute.
Okay.
Because there are about three or four of them, but there was one of them that actually got the FCC to... make a rule against pranks for everyone in radio because of us.
All across America.
We're the asses that ruin it for everybody. You know how they say that? There's always one a-hole.
We always were, dude. When weren't we that way?
That was me.
Yep.
All right. So right now we're going to take caller 13, right?
818, yes, 13 and 14.
818-955-KLOS. We have grab bags here.
Yeah, we got three grab bags per hour. Every hour we're going to give you a choice of A, B, or C.
Now, do you want to tell them what's in A, B, or C?
No.
Okay.
You
just have to pick when you call.
Yeah. Which one feels best to you? 818-955-KLOS. I mean, there's some good stuff in here. Actually, you can see everything of the questionable stuff online now. We tweeted it at Kevin and Sluggo, right?
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Yeah.
There's ketchup packets and a spatula. There's a horse head that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that one's actually really good.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, you know how those horse masks that look totally real?
I sort of want that.
Yeah, well, I did actually
a picture of that too.
Steal something from that you brought in. I actually stole it myself.
You did? Yeah. I brought in something to give away, and Sluggo's like, hey,
I'll have that. KLOS your 1, KLOS your 2, KLOS your 3, KLOS your 4, KLOS your 5, KLOS your 6, KLOS your 7, KLOS your 8, KLOS your 9, KLOS your 10.
This happens behind the scenes all
11,
the time.
KLOS your caller 12. Sorry about that.
Nope, sorry.
And hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Shane.
Shane, what are you doing?
Waiting in line to pick up my kid from school.
Well, Shane, you made yourself caller 13, so hold on one more second. We need to find another human victim. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, my name is Bob.
Bob!
How you doing?
Good. You're caller 14, which means you get to choose with Shane, who will choose first, grab bag A, B, or C. Have you heard the exciting stuff that's in these grab bags?
I have, and I'm expecting to win a stick of gum with my luck.
I wish we could shoot that high.
Yeah, that would be pretty nice.
We have an empty gum wrapper. All right, Shane, you go first. A, B, or C?
Let's go with, what do you say, Austin? A, B, or C? We're going C.
C, all right. So that leaves A or B, Bob. Which one do you want?
Well, I was going to go C, but I'll go B.
B. All right. Now, are you comfortable with your decisions? Are you sure?
Should go with your first impression.
I guess that's true.
All right.
All right. Well, Bob, I'm going to tell you what you got first. You got a Dio. Are you a fan of Dio?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's an all-access pass that's worthless now, but it's a collector's item. That's for damn sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it looks really great.
I'll add it to my collection. That'd be great. Thank you so much.
The other thing, Bob, that's in this grab bag, and it's amazing, is a spatula.
Listen, it's only slightly used.
I do believe it cost about 99 cents when it was new at the store. So, congratulations.
Well done.
And Shane, you got yourself tickets to go see Elton John at Dodger Stadium.
Hey, that's a little better.
That's what's in bag C.
Wow, did Bob get ripped off?
Yeah, damn it, Bob.
I'm telling you. I don't like you anymore, Shane.
Listen,
I'm sorry, man.
Got a spatula. Shane won concert tickets. That's fantastic.
We only spend a lot of money on our content.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's April Fool's Day.
Yep.
And at the other station I used to work at with my partner, former partner B, we did a lot of April Fool's pranks.
You did, man. You guys. And just.
They were elaborate.
They were. Yeah.
We would work. We barely worked on that show. We would work for months on these.
That was the only thing you actually put any effort into.
My first favorite one is Tom York. That's when Ralph Garman joined us, and he did the impression of Tom York. Radiohead was doing a concert on April 1st night.
And that's right. He said it was canceled.
So
right
we had him
here.
Come in.
Right.
And my former partner, Bean, made fun of his lazy eye. And they got in a fight and got taken to the hospital. And there was all kinds of mayhem. And everybody was like, is the show canceled? I want to see Radiohead. Is it canceled? And the record company called and said, what the F is happening?
The record company
bought it. How did we not know that Tom York was going to be there? And he wasn't. The Mall of America West is my
that's classic.
Next favorite.
That's classic.
I want to read a series of tweets from Dan Pasternak.
Yes, please.
25 years ago today, Jimmy Kimmel invited me to take part in an ambitious radio prank for the K-Rock Morning Show with Kevin and Bean. They pretended they were broadcasting live from the grand opening of the new Mall of America West in Southern California. Remember, the Mall of America is the biggest mall
right
in the world.
Yep.
It actually was pre-recorded at the Beverly Center, where my mom worked at the time. I played several characters, including the assistant manager of the world's biggest cheese store. Cheese, please.
I would go there.
Where we sold the Pope-endorsed Cheeses of Nazareth. People actually fell for it and jammed the phones at K-Rock and clogged the roads and freeways looking for a non-existent mall. We were very vague. We said it was just off the 5 in Anaheim. You can't miss it.
And one of our favorite contributors to this little show here, Raul, apparently was sucked in by that. Yeah, he was driving around trying to find the mall all morning.
Oh, we also had, the Dodgers also played along. So
that
we
is
went
unbelievable.
Beforehand, before April 1st, we went to the Dodgers. It was Mike Piazza at the time and a couple of other players that were, they recorded stuff saying, hey, we're here at the Mall of America West. We're free autographs and pictures. Bring the kids.
You guys are jerks, man.
They totally played along with it.
People are ditching work. They're like not picking up their kids on time or dropping them off at school. They're trying to find this non-existent mall. That rules.
So now the FCC is getting upset. And the next year we did, we used to make fun of the Inland Empire, Riverside area.
That's for shame. For shame.
We used to call them Valley of the Dirt people.
What?
And it made some people so angry that we just continued because if it didn't make them angry, we would. It's stupid.
Like that's always
Valley of the Dirt people. So the last one was Blink 182 Breakfast.
Okay.
And it was in the Inland Empire at the Ontario Mills Mall.
Okay.
But we had recorded it in our parking lot like 3 days before. So it was all three members of Blink.
Right. So they actually played along.
Yes.
They knew what was up.
And we had assistants and different people on the staff come out and ask questions. It was a full breakfast.
Right.
And
you did a real breakfast.
Yes.
But 3 days ahead of, April Fool's Day.
Only for our parking lot.
Right.
And no one knew.
Right.
So then on April Fool's, we said it's at the Ontario Mills Mall. You can't miss
it. Come
on
down.
We always end with you can't miss it because that's super annoying. And so people were driving around the Ontario Mills Mall and getting upset. And then our general manager lost it.
That's a first, though.
Lost it.
Yeah, he was usually pretty calm. I mean, you guys never gave him any reason
He came into the studio and screamed, you guys have to go on here and tell everybody this is fake.
I can hear him doing that.
And my former partner, Bean, said, I don't know how to do that. Maybe you should. And
that
so so we turned on the mic and he told everybody that we were terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tripp.
And then the FCC banned all pranks. And we were very upset that it wasn't called the Kevin and Bean rule.
Yeah, it should be. It should be.
Because it was single-handedly the breakfast with Blink 182. That then the FCC made rules that no radio station anywhere in the country can do a prank where they
claim to be doing a live broadcast.
Yes.
Like so in Georgia, where they might have tried it one time, finally,
now it's
like
against the rules. because of a-holes like us.
Well, you can't beat what y'all did. So you basically covered all the bases.
Yeah, but we ruined it for everyone as well.
Well done.
I'm that ass. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I try to find a positive story about Ukraine.
Yeah, and you always do. I don't know how you do it every day, but you're telling me I'm going to particularly like this one?
Yes.
Cool.
You are.
All right.
I got this sent to me from our friend Scott.
Scott, what's up?
He said, I don't know if this is too dark for your segment.
Is that possible? Anything to be too dark for us?
Well, I mean, it is mostly uplifting stories.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Like vets going across the border and rescuing pets and stuff like that.
Which is amazing.
This is much more serious.
Okay, all right.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is, and here's the problem. There are a lot of stories that are out there, and you don't know how to verify them or not.
Sure, yeah.
I hope this is true, though.
Okay.
The feed and keep and the morale of the Ukrainian people is crazy high still, even though they're being attacked.
Yeah, yeah. They blow up something just today and Russia's all upset about it.
Yes, they complained. Were
like, yeah.
Russia complained that Ukraine
set fire to a processing plant or something.
I'm like,
helicopters. What are you doing?
You're in war.
You're blowing stuff up all the time.
You're targeting innocent civilians.
That's like you go up and hit someone in the face and they get mad if they hit you back.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
According to audio revealed by the Ukrainian Independent Information Agency, founded in 1993, they said that Russian soldiers admitted that they were desperate with hunger. They didn't have anything to eat.
Wow.
And they were looting.
Wow, really?
And just taking what they wanted and trying desperately to find food.
Meanwhile, have you seen Putin's mansion?
Yeah, no kidding.
Place, man, he lives. He lives.
The desperation is such that 8 Russian soldiers said, quote, "We have nothing more to eat."
Wow.
So a Ukrainian grandmother.
Okay.
Who's going to be your favorite person now?
Yeah.
Offered them a cake.
Okay.
And they said, yes, we'd like a cake.
Sure.
It was poisoned.
Wow.
All 8 soldiers died.
Wow. Wow. Grandma for the win.
Grandma for the win.
Wow. I mean,
listen, it's dark, but they're in Ukraine.
We're hungry.
Right,
can you give us some food so we can get our strength back and go blow up more of your stuff and kill more of your kids?
And then we'll kill you and your kids? Yes.
Wow, Grandma.
So Grandma for the win. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Listen, we try to hit 350.
350, 355, 730 at night, whatever.
Whatever. It's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. You're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Today's story comes from the hotbed of crime that is Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Deputies were called to the Clackamas Promenade at about 3:30 in the afternoon on Monday after a theft at a Kohl's department store.
And they were like, why does you have such a stupid name for your mall?
I think that's the name of the town?
Sure, okay.
I want to say.
All right.
2 men were reported to be involved. One who ran into the store, grabbed a whole bunch of clothes and items from Kohl's.
So like $8 worth of stuff.
Right. And then the other guy stood out in the parking lot next to the getaway car.
Okay. Just stood there.
I don't know what his job was.
Shouldn't he be revving it? Like,
right. You would think so.
We're going to get some really cool clothes in a minute.
But they had turned the car off.
Oh, dudes. Come on, man.
And
thieving 101.
They threw everything into their back of their car.
Right.
And they tried to start the car, and the battery was dead. The battery was dead. So they started feverishly running around going, can somebody give us a jump?
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, people in the parking lot probably didn't see what was going on.
Yeah, but they're right outside the doors, right, pretty much.
Somebody please give us a jump. And before they could get their car jumped, deputies arrived.
Right, and they show up, they start to go in, and the guys that are working in the store are like, that's them right there. These idiots.
Inside the car, deputies found bags of clothing from other stores, laptops, phones, stolen credit cards, Oregon ID cards, a magnetic card reader, counterfeit cash and drugs, among other things.
But no jumper cables to just in case.
Nope. The car would not start. One guy offered the other guy $1,000 to take the fall. And the other guy goes, no.
A grand?
Yes, for
a
grand.
Are you kidding me? This is some serious larceny at this point. Wow.
So they then one of them told the deputy that it's not my car. And the stuff in it isn't mine. It's my wife's.
I wasn't there, man. I didn't do it.
Right.
It's my wife's.
And so they were arrested because they... had a dead battery in their car.
You know, the getaway car is an integral part of your
And if you've got
day.
A guy standing watch over it.
Make sure that he knows.
Why isn't the car running?
Right.
I don't understand this.
Well, because...
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm glad we have such a huge budget here at KLOS to give away the good big prizes.
I mean, most of the stuff that you're going to win today, we brought in from home.
It was lying around. It's probably going to go in the trash soon, but it's pretty cool.
Define cool.
Well, no.
One guy last hour won a...
spatula.
A spatula, right?
Costs about 99 cents.
Correct. This hour, we have a light-up wheel-o.
Oh, that's cool. Hold on a second. I actually like that. That's like an early sit and spin or whatever those things are. Spin, what is it? Look at that. See?
You watch different porn than I did.
You going to give that away?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Well, it's not for you.
We have some old ketchup packages.
All right. So what we're going to do is we have three bags, grab bags.
Yes. A, B, and C. And we want you to call right this second, right now. 818-955-KLOS. And have in mind if you want what's behind door A, door B, or door C.
Now, most of it is this crap. There's also a pretty great prize.
Shh. No, don't tell them. There's some really good stuff, too.
In one of them.
Yes, one of the bags. Yes, yes.
But on the other two, it's just straight crap.
Yeah, so you can have a choice if you're caller 13 or 14. We'll let you battle out from these three.
818-955-KLOS. And I see some anti-diarrhea medicine.
Yeah, that one, it's a little expired. It's about a year expired, as a matter of fact.
Well, listen.
Thereabouts.
There's a horse's head. I don't know if we're giving that away this hour.
I love that thing. KLOS, your caller 1, KLOS, your 2, KLOS, your caller 3.
There's a brand new highlighter.
You can look like a horse for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a brand new one?
Yeah, it's a brand new highlighter.
KLOS, your 5.
You think we're going to give away a cheap one? Used one?
It's one that's dry. Mm-hmm. KLOS, your 6, KLOS, your 7, KLOS, your 8, KLOS, your caller 9, KLOS, your caller 10, KLOS, your caller 11, KLOS, your caller 12. Hi, KLOS, who's this? Who are you? Hey.
This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin, you can't be trusted, can you?
Kevin V. Kevin.
All right, so Kevin.
Hold on one second. Yeah, you're caller 13, which means you get to talk to this person on line 4. Who are you?
This is Crete.
Crete?
Yeah.
Right on, dude. You're caller 14. So you are going to win some useless crap or something fairly
something
good.
Pretty great.
So, gentlemen, have you made your choices between A, B, and C? Kevin, which one do you want to go since you're caller 13?
Let's go with A.
A. Kevin wants...
Locking you in for bag A.
And Crete, which one, B or C, do you want?
Let's go with B.
B.
Did you say B or C?
B.
B, okay.
All right.
B, as in creek.
Oh, as in creek.
Oh, well, that's what I thought you said at first. But
All right.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Well, that means, dude, you've got yourself a Motley Crue shirt from KLOS. It's pretty cool, but it's kind of worn. It's an old one. It's kind of trash.
Oh, yeah.
This one has been washed several times.
But not to leave you hanging, creek, we also have a pencil from the Delano Hotel in Las Vegas to go with that.
Wait.
Pretty nice,
yeah.
Huh?
A shirt and a pencil.
Pretty nice.
Struck it rich. Well done.
And Kevin, you get yourself Kings tickets.
Oh, 4 tickets for the Kings game on Monday night.
Awesome.
So much better than a t-shirt and a pencil.
What a load of crap.
The Kings play Monday night. They're in second place. The season is starting to wrap up, so it's a good time to see the Kings.
Yeah, that's going to be a crazy game.
You can buy tickets at lakings.com/tickets.
All right, in about an hour from now, we'll give you another choice of three, and two of them are going to kind of suck, but good luck from KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And talk about giving lyrics a whole different spin, a whole different meaning. That is the latest from the Foo Fighters, Their Love Dies Young, from the Medicine and Midnight album.
Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen was playing in, I believe it was New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought up Taylor Hawkins.
Mm-hmm,
and they do a song in tribute to Foo Fighters. Here's a little bit of that.
Oh, nice.
Guys, I f***ing miss Taylor Hawkins. So we're going to play My Hero. You guys cool with that?
That's not bad.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
That dude is good, man. That dude has learned his job.
The other thing, there are two other things I noticed. One was people were yelling, "My hero!" because they had seen that he had done it in previous shows.
Oh, right. So they were like,
ready for it. Right. And he says, "Oh, it seems like you have Twitter." It's hard to surprise people anymore.
It really
almost anything.
Is. Yeah.
And the other thing that I saw was people that I've never understood. Mm. And I, at the risk of sounding like an old man, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
you take your phone.
Right.
You start recording video and you hold it up.
Oh, you mean at a concert?
Huh?
Okay.
And you hold it up.
Yeah.
And you're not looking at it.
Right.
You're not making sure it's framed right.
Right.
You're just holding it
up. You're just holding it for the whole concert.
From beginning until end.
Yeah, a lot of people will tape the whole show. Yes. Tape. The whole, talk about grandpa.
Yeah.
And you don't like that? You hate that?
Well, there's no possible way they watch it.
Right. You wouldn't think
so. You're not going to watch back a two-hour show on your phone that you didn't even focus? what are you doing?
Did you hate it when people used to hold up lighters back in the day? Did you?
No, because that was different. It looked cool.
Yeah,
there was an effect. There.
Didn't last long either.
But this with phones, like people can't see around your phone. Right. The people that are close
especially
to you,
especially when you got an iPad or like you know, got a giant.
People do that with iPads too. It's crazy.
It's true, actually. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Grandpa you're not. Does not approve.
I'm saying you're not going to watch that.
Yeah, what are you
going to
do?
Get it out of people's way.
Yeah, I mean, I can see grabbing some amazing moment if you can really frame it.
If they're doing a Foo Fighter cover, and you want to get that, you put it in front of your own face.
Right,
and you make sure that it's framed and it's clear and you're getting good audio.
Right.
And then when that song is over, you put it down and I don't know, enjoy the show.
Well, listen, Kevin's going to come stomp your head if you
want to
record
saying,
an entire
show.
What
are you doing? What are you doing? Stop doing it.
Stop doing it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah! Friday afternoon.
It is a Friday afternoon, yes, which means in about 10 minutes we're going to start taking your requests.
That's right. We need the loud stuff to get your weekend started.
For our old request fest. But first, because it's April 1st, so we're not allowed to do pranks because of some a-holes, we have a prize packet that you could win.
Yeah.
We have three grab bags.
Yeah.
Two of them have crap in them.
Yep, kind of crap.
Stuff we brought from home.
Yep. But it's lovely. You know, you might be able to turn around.
It's not lovely at all.
You could turn to sell it on the internet for huge amounts of money.
Nope.
You could say it's worth $490 million.
You can't do any of that because it's just, it's like ketchup packets. You know what I mean? Like, that's the prize.
And a brand new highlighter.
But in one of the bags is something great.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So we're going to take callers 13 and 14, 818-955-KLOS. Callers 13 and 14, and you get to pick in that order, caller 13 first and then 14 second. You get to pick A, B, or C grab bag.
Yeah, what's your favorite letter, A, B, or C? Choose that. And if the person is caller 13 and you're 14 has chosen it, well, then what a jerk they are. We hate them.
But you don't know which is which.
That's
so
true.
You're just blindly guessing at which one has something pretty great in it.
All right, let's see what's going on here. Mm-hmm. KLOS, your caller 1. KLOS, your 2. KLOS, your caller 3. KLOS, your caller 4. Your caller 5. KLOS, your 6.
This goes on behind the scenes all the time.
KLOS, your caller 8. KLOS, your caller 9. I know, we should sit and chat with them for a while, huh?
No.
KLOS, your caller 10. KLOS, your 11. KLOS, your caller 12. So, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Vince.
What's your name? Mince?
Vincent, yeah.
Oh, Vincent. Gotcha.
Vincent, hold on. Do not go away. You're caller 13, so you get something either exciting or absolute crap.
Awesome.
All right.
And KLOS, who is on this line? Hello.
My name is Harry.
Harry?
Yes, sir.
All right. You will get to pick after Vince.
Oh,
and there's three grab bags. One of them has something pretty cool in it.
And one of them might explode, so carefully pick. Vincent, go ahead. Which one do you want, A, B, or C?
I'm going to go with A.
A, all right. So, Harry, that means you get B or C. Which one do you want?
I'll take C.
C.
C. Pretty solid decision right there. Quickly?
Yeah.
Assured?
Here, hand me that yellow thing right there.
This?
Yeah. I want you to listen carefully, Harry. You have won something very exciting.
I can't even tell what it is.
Scientists are baffled. Listen closely. Did you hear that?
A broken kazoo?
I mean, it looks like it might be,
it
but...
It does kind of look like a mouthpiece for a broken kazoo.
Sort of looks like it might be, but on it, we're not joking when we say we can't figure it out.
Nope. Listen carefully one more time. Here you go. And so it's a small plastic item of unknown
this
origin.
This is a great use of this radio station.
That's yours, dude. You won it, Harry.
Nice.
Woo!
Thank you.
Can we throw in the anti-diarrhea medicine?
That's package.
That's a year old?
Yes, well, yeah.
Especially if I swallow the device.
That's true. All right, you got it. You win.
If you swallow the device, call us back, please.
And Vincent, I'm sorry, man. The only thing we have for you is a pair of Aerosmith tickets to see him in Vegas during the residency.
Holy cow.
That's a lot better than the plastic little thing. You got two tickets to see Aerosmith on their Deuces Are Wild Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. They are playing select dates June 17th through December 11th.
What?
And we're also throwing in a $100 gas card and a one-night stay. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Nice.
Wow. So one of you got a plastic thing.
That is an incredible prize.
Mm-hmm. So sorry, Harry, but you're screwed.
That's okay. Okay. You might want to give him the anti-diarrhea.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest, 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Yes, sir. I would like to hear It's a Long Way to the Top if you want a mother effing
rock plus roll.
Thank you for editing yourself. We appreciate that.
And that is the way I want to rock plus roll, too.
That's the only way to do it.
Yep.
I love you guys. Been a long time fan.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Well, we didn't get to play AC/DC, and I love AC/DC.
I do, too. I know.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how are you doing?
We are good. It's our All Request Fest. What song can we play for you?
Yes, sir. Get My Weekend Going, like you guys said. I'd like to hear Garbage Man by the Cramps.
Nice. Strong. I love that. All right, man. If we can dig that out, we'll do it for you, man. Absolutely. Love me some Cramps.
Thank you, man.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, let's do Dracula, Rob Zombie.
Oh, that's a gooder.
That is a gooder.
That is a gooder.
I don't use the word gooder.
I stole that from Jed the Fish.
But that's a gooder.
He keeps calling me, asking for it back.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I want to hear Rush. Working Man. I just got off work, you know? And it's doing me justice. Work is doing me justice.
You getting away from the man for the weekend?
Huh? What man?
That's the attitude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's Nirvana for Carrie in Anaheim.
Carrie in Anaheim, you have been served.
It is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Can I hear some Dragon Attack by Queen?
That should be doable. Absolutely. Hey, have you been participating in March Bandness that Marcy got started?
No.
Queen needed your vote and you didn't help?
It's on you, dude. It's on you.
Freddie is shaking his fist somewhere right this second. What's your name?
My dad. Richard.
Richard, Dragon Attack for you on KLOS.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, man.
Right on. Yeah, there's still a little bit of time. I know that JD's going to be doing the March Bandness this weekend starting at noon both days. What'd you say the two bands are?
Led Zeppelin and Metallica.
So be listening to JD starting at noon on Saturday and Sunday.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo. This is me down here in Julian. Are we
Yes, we're reaching, yes.
Well then, happy Friday!
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday!
What can we do for you?
Easy. Well, you want to get this party started. Let's have some Motley Crue live wire.
Great idea. Thank you for calling, man.
Thank you for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin, Sluggo, how's it going?
It's going great, thank you. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Yes. Can I hear Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up?
Nope.
No, I'm just kidding. I actually want to hear the new Foo Fighters song, Making a Fire. You guys played it a while back.
Yes, I love that song.
That is such a good song.
Can you play that, please?
Absolutely. Yeah, who are you?
My name is Daniel. I'm a big fan, long time him.
That's what you call truth in advertising, because the damn law always wins! And that's for Debbie. Good request, Debbie. Thank you for that one.
It is April 1st, so we have some pretty great giveaways coming up just after 6.
Yeah, these are stunning
Some
giveaways.
Of it's great. Some of it's really just crap. A lot of it's just crap. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin, Sluggo. Yo! How you guys doing, man?
We are great. It's Friday afternoon.
Hell yeah.
What can we do for you?
Absolutely, man. You know, you guys, I dig your show, man.
Thank you.
And I also dig this roller that's called I'm Your Ice Cream Man by Van Halen.
That's one of my all-time favorite Van Halen
songs. I like that one, too.
It's way the hell up there. Right on. Who are you?
I'm Pete from La Puente.
You know, I come in lots of different flavors. No, that sounds terrible.
I don't like that at all.
I retract that.
You're cool, bro. I like your style, man.
Here is your Van Halen, sir.
There you go, brother.
We didn't get a request for that, but I'd also like to send it out to my best friend, Kim Kelly, and her friend, Lindsay, and they know who they are.
Really? They know who they are?
I hope so.
It's our old request fest on KLOS. Hello.
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 Hello, Careless Whisper?
Careless Whisper? No.
Yes.
Please,
yes.
Please,
whisper,
yes.
Whisper. No.
Okay, no.
KLOS,
hello.
Hola,
¿cómo están? Bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien.
That's it, I'm out.
¿Dónde está Casa de Pepe?
Oh, my God, you guys.
All right, what do you want to hear?
Oh, I want to listen to Money Talks by AC/DC.
What song will start your weekend the right way? 818-955-KLOS. Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey. Yo. It's our old request fest. Who's this?
This is Sahara. We're driving in Bellflower. Just got my cat neutered.
Oh, ouch.
Well
Poor
done.
Kitty.
Yeah, but well done.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking. Yeah, we're thinking of putting on the Who.
Pinball Wizard.
Pinball Wizard.
Poor Kitty is not amused.
You guys are having quite the day.
All right, it's the Who on KLOS.
All right, thanks.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kev, this is Kevin and Elsinore. Who's this?
It's Kevin and Sluggo.
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
Dueling Kevins, rated R.
Dueling Kevins, there you go. Hey,
Dueling birds. Are you being attacked by birds, sir?
No. Those are cockatiels.
Ah, they're loud and obnoxious.
They're beautiful.
Kevin? How about some chili peppers, by the way?
BTW?
Yeah, why not?
Listen, take out a bird and we'll play it.
Okay.
Christine in Silver Lake asked for Rockaway Beach, which is my favorite Ramon song. I love that song, but
that
it wasn't lying around in here, so Blitzkrieg Bob. Sorry, Christine. Boo! Boo!
Boo indeed. Wow. I just like to say that's not annoying.
No, not at all. I know, right? You'd think it would be.
Right.
But it really isn't.
But it's not in reality. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for another April Fool's giveaway.
Yeah. You know, we've given away some good stuff, actually. Shane won himself some tickets to, I don't know what that was, Elton John.
Elton John, right.
And Kevin in Big Bear City's going to the Kings.
Right.
And what else have we got? Aerosmith tickets.
We gave away Aerosmith in Vegas, yes.
And we also gave away a spatula.
Correct. Yeah.
And we gave away, what else was in there? Some pretty horrible stuff.
Well, listen, we brought a bunch of crap in.
Yes.
You don't know what it is. So it's grab bag A, B, or C. You pick.
Extremely expired anti-diarrhea pills.
Mm-hmm.
If you call right now, 818-955-KLOS, be callers 13 and 14, you might actually win yourself a pair of 3D glasses.
A super old school that say 3D on them, and one of the lens is blue and one is red. Little square plastic crap.
It's actually a word for that. I can't remember what those kind of glasses are called.
Yeah, I don't know.
Specific.
3D is my guess.
But, I mean, also some really good bags. Maybe you're going to grab A, or B, or C. Bag A, B, or C.
One of them has something pretty good in it.
Yeah.
The rest of them don't.
Maybe not so much.
Right.
KLOS, your caller 1. KLOS, your 2. KLOS, your 3. KLOS, your 4. KLOS, your 5. KLOS, your caller 6. KLOS, you are caller 7. KLOS, your caller 8. KLOS, your caller 9. KLOS, sorry, your caller 10. KLOS, sorry, so close, your caller 11. KLOS, your caller 12. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hi, I'm Lisa.
Hi, Lisa!
You're caller 13.
Ding, 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 ding!
Oh, awesome!
Hey, let's see who's on this next line. KLOS, who are you?
Hi, this is Chris.
Chris, you're caller 14, so you get to play for a grab bag of crap.
All right, so grab bag A or B or C. We start with Lisa.
A.
A?
All right.
Are you sure, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay, because that means you're going to the stadium tour. Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you got two tickets to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts August 27th at SoFi Stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you just won them, Lisa. Congratulations. That leaves nothing for Chris.
Yeah, Chris, I'm sorry, man. Dad, but you know what, though? Which one do you want?
I'll take B.
All right, B.
I'll take B.
What do we got in here? We got some catch-up packages and some worthless lottery tickets that didn't win.
Yeah!
Woo!
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. Two criminals robbed a store, one inside, the other waiting by the car. When they both got in the car, they tried to start it. The battery was dead. So that happened.
So, yeah, maybe have a better getaway plan. I will.
For April Fool's Day, we gave away a lot of crap today, including ketchup packets and anti-diarrhea medication that's over a year old. Plus, we gave away tickets to see the LA Kings Monday night, tickets to Aerosmith and Las Vegas, Elton John at Dodger Stadium, and Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Def Leppard at SoFi.
So that was really a different grab bags. Are just I don't have nothing else to say.
But you said that well, though. So that
thank you. Got that. All right. Well, I have one last thing before I say I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz, and I'm very excited about this, Kevin. I'll see you next week.
See you Monday.
And ladies and gentlemen,
it's the weekend.
Oh, by the way, hold on, guys, don't go away.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we got to do this as well. I'm going to give out some actual money. $2,000, as a matter of fact. Do you have the word?
I do. It's milk.
Milk.
M-I-L-K. Milk to 68683. That's milk to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour in the 20s until 10 p.m. tonight. Good luck.
I'm going to miss this spatula. Here's Bessie. That's some good cow.
It's a sexy cow.
It is.
Moolah. The KLOS Cash Cow has arrived. You text the word Bessie. This hour's word is Bessie, B-E-S-S-I-E, to 68683. That's Bessie to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply. And you have more shots to win on the 20s until 10 p.m.
Bessie! That's a damn fine request.
I love me some Rob Zombie.
Hell yeah.
Hey, that's the KLOS Cash Cow.
Oh, hello, cow.
The word this hour to text is tail, T-A-I-L. Tail to 68683. That's tail to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
Hey, I called you guys.
Oops, sorry. The cow came in. There's nothing we can do.
Cow is here. That's actual good winnings, $2,000, right? Yeah.
This year's word is bell. Right, bell is the word, B-E-L-L, bell. Text that to 68683. That's bell to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour in the 20s until 10 p.m.
Good luck! Hey, you know that song, Wild Thing? Yeah, it was recorded by the Troggs on this day in rock at the Regent Sound Studio in London in 1966. It was posthumous, but on this day in rock in 1971, Jimi Hendrix's Cry of Love was certified gold. A band calling themselves Mudcrutch headed out for Los Angeles from Gainesville on this day in rock in 1974. And it was led by Tom Petty, who, of course, changed the name eventually to Tom Petty and, well, you know the rest.